Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey there, fuckheads. Welcome to this week's episode.
Coming in hot.
Plumbing the Death Star. I'm your host, Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
And today we are joined by a very special guest.
And beautiful guest.
And beautiful guest on fourth mic.
Yeah.
Zoe B.
Woo, it's me.
She told me to call you fuckheads.
Yeah, I did.
And today we were asked the important question, and this one's not mine, and I'm really excited to explore it. And I'm not even entirely sure we settled on what the first word of the sentence is.
We're coming in hot. This is a hot up.
Where would you die hot?
Correct. That's how we got the perfect. Now I want to propose a cruise ship because I've got cruise ships on the brain.
Cruise ship.
Okay, so I guess just peel back a little bit.
Yeah, I thought we were just going buildings.
That is also a baffling statement. I can already tell this is going to be one of those episodes.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. I don't know what gave it away. When I called you all fuckheads listeners, maybe.
Oh, they're calling us fuckheads. Why would he be? Because he's mean. Back off.
Renowned bully Joel Dusha.
Yeah. I am famous for that.
No, so okay, to die hard something.
Yes.
Means to infiltrate it whilst your wife has been kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. Or children, depending on what movie you're watching.
Exactly. And being held hostage.
Yes. And because I'm assuming
we're just going to Die Hard 1, basically. Because The other one's
and is
different
it, plots. Is the villain doing it to... what's that word that I can't...
Obfuscate?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Another worse crime?
Or lesser crime? I don't know. I've never seen Die Hard.
It's a lesser crime.
Yeah. Commit... domestic terrorism to cover up robbing a bank.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's domestic terrorism. I think he's like...
straight up terrorist. Yeah. Full on garden variety terrorism.
Is it domestic if it is you're from the place?
Yeah, and he's not.
He's British.
Ah!
Not,
German?
German. this is where I...
I've never seen Die Hard. I heard you the first time.
Yeah, but he didn't sink in.
Well,
he didn't
sink in. Like
we did ask him a follow-up question.
Yeah,
how
hang
am
on.
I meant-
So you've never seen Die Hard, and also who explained the concept of this episode?
I get the idea.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't infiltrate shit. He's in the building.
Yeah.
Well, so we're...
Oh, wait, no. He gets a lip.
Where...
when does he get to Nakatomi Plaza?
But on limousine with Rufus.
No. Yeah. Shut up.
It is, though. He does. Yeah. I know Die Hard. You don't have to have seen Die Hard to know what happens in Die Hard.
No, but
it's just one of those things you absorb via pop culture.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, what's the building called, Jackson?
Nagasaki Tower.
Close.
So close.
Nakatomi Plaza.
There you go.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yes.
And he doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah.
We're all wearing singlets. It's very important that we're all wearing white
and barefoot. Oh, it's going to suck for a bit.
Yeah,
it's
true. I am in hell.
Yeah.
So,
which part of Die Hard do you think is going to hurt the most?
Not shoes.
I've never seen it.
So. He's scraping the big titties across the fucking metal.
You're in a metal dock. You're like just wearing a white singlet, like, but no bra.
No bra.
Flopping out the front of the singlet because the singlet's
trying to push my titty under my armpit because it might be
pushing it out the way. Look, I'll be doing the same, to be honest. Pushing it out the way. remnants of shattered glass.
All the mercenaries
up.
Hearing. Like, is there a, like a possum?
Guys, these vents weren't made for someone of my size.
Man, raw titties. What a bummer.
So, as you've just very intensely described, John McClane is wearing a singlet and no shoes because he's come fresh from his room. Straight off a flight.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and his room is in Nagatomi. Well, no, you fucked me.
Nagatomi Plaza.
I thought he does it. Doesn't he take his shoes off for a different reason?
He takes his shoes off because a guy on the, an asshole on the plane's like, you gotta make knuckles with your toes. That's how you get over jet lag.
Yeah.
But he does that in his room. Mm. And his room must be.
I thought that's where his wife worked. Maybe I haven't seen Die Hard.
I'm confused myself. I've seen Die Hard so many times.
I've seen Die Hard once. I thought I could remember my way through this.
I'm never agreeing to do an episode that I haven't picked ever again after this.
Well, either way, I still think a cruise ship is a great
room. Well, because you're in the room. The room is there. So if we have to establish your room has to be part of what you're infiltrating.
You can't go to a cruise ship. Well, no, you could. Mid-cruise. Stowaway. But you don't have to. Yeah. Mm-hmm, does a cruise ship have vents?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you think the air gets to the lower level?
Through the door?
It would be smaller than a... Than like a building.
Yeah. We just get to cramp more. You just get to squish up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Argyle.
Yeah. Argyle, not Rufus. No. Who's Rufus? Oh, he's from Bill and Dad's.
Argyle takes John McClane from the airport to Nagatomi Plaza.
Uh-huh.
Rufus.
He is.
Argyle. It's like, I'll wait for you in the garage just in case shit goes fucked with your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because I'm getting divorced, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't know if she's going to be stoked to see me or not.
Yeah, it's fair.
He goes to the
wife
room.
Wife guys are out.
That's true.
Well, he's an ex-wife guy. If he was a wife guy, he'd be fine.
Yeah.
But he's not, because he's married to the job. He's a job guy.
He's a job guy.
And here's the thing about Die Hard. He doesn't get a better husband. He just stays a sack of shit.
He does.
It's cool that you can be an ex-wife guy and an ex-wife guy.
You can be an ex-wife guy and an ex-wife guy.
Ex-wife guys are rarer, but they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love my ex-wife.
Yeah.
It was an amicable divorce.
Well, there's actually...
There's three, because there's ex-wife guys. There's ex-wife guys. Yeah. And
let me guess,
you're going to
say ex-wife guys.
Well, I was going to say there's guys who love someone's ex-wife.
Oh, someone else's ex-wife.
Like, they're just horny for
ex-wives.
It's crazy to love someone else's ex-wife because, like, you can get in there. They're an ex-wife.
Yeah, they're an ex-wife.
What about guys who like to be the reason that someone is an ex-wife?
Fourth ex-wife guy.
There's a lot of ex-wife guys.
Yeah, I'm the ex-wife guy. Which one? I'm the one who calls ex-wives. Oh, no!
Please go away!
Stay away from my wife!
My marriage is on $10 as it is.
I know. That's why I'm
that's
here.
That's why I have to fly to Nakatomi Plaza.
Anyway, I'm going to fight back to where this episode is meant to be at.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, Argyle drops John McClane off. John McClane's like, I'm going to go freshen up for the party.
Yeah.
That's when the terrorism hits. Mm-hmm. That's why he gets stuck with no shirt, no shoes.
No service. It's good that we're all equally idiots.
Okay.
So, cruise ship, presumably what happens.
Yeah.
Argyle, he's our guy.
He's driving a speedboat this time to bring us to a helicopter.
Yeah. I like speedboat.
If it's one of those army ships.
That's not a cruise ship, and a plane is very similar to a helicopter. Do like the Gusto. Seems like you had that idea before Zammit said helicopter, but you stuck with it. I respect that.
Landing a plane on a cruise ship,
but it's like fucking weird. Is that Maverick?
Into the pool.
Argyle did a flyby on this cruise ship. Yeah. That distracted me big time.
Argyle brings us in a plane.
I like the idea of it being in a speedboat because it reminds me of the Nintendo 64 level Frigate from the video
from
game
GoldenEye. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it reminds me of that too.
Yeah.
So to set the scene, maybe it's one of the cruise ships.
Yeah.
We're
celebrating Zammit's impending divorce.
No! Zammit's current wife, but mm-hmm. soon to be ex-wife,
is on the cruise ship, and we've infiltrated.
So
no, we haven't. Infiltrating is wrong. We are invited. We're married to our job. We're married to our job. We can't stop fucking podcasting, and we've missed the start of the cruise. The ship's departed.
Yeah,
Argyle in a speedboat or helicopter
biplane. Get on.
Argyle white.
Says Argyle on a speedboat. We're like, don't worry, honey. I understand you're mad at me because I love Joel, but don't worry. I'll be there.
Exactly.
You're not even listening to what you're saying.
Yeah. 7 o'clock or whatever you said. It leaves at six. Yeah, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Wednesday. No. 6 o'clock Sunday.
Chicken tonight. I got it. Hey, Argyle, can you get me to the dock at 7 o'clock on Sunday? No worries, boss. Yes. Right. And then I'm late.
You're late, and we were there too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure I could bring friends, Joel Zammit says.
Yeah.
It was like a plus three, I think.
That's what reunifications with wife need.
Three friends. Hon. No, I work too hard because of job. What if I bring co-workers?
What if I bring job to you? Also, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. This is my birthday gift. Birthday gift. Yeah, I missed your birthday.
All right,
you're so late on a birthday. It's Christmas now.
Christmas Eve, we pull up in a speedboat driven by Argyle next to the cruise ship.
Yeah.
We get on the cruise ship.
Yes.
We then, I guess, following the events of Die Hard, all break into different bedrooms and start to freshen up because...
It's rude that you didn't get us one big communal room.
Yeah, you're right. I think we would have all got one communal room. And I think it's rude that only my wife on this cruise. All your wives are on this cruise.
All my wives? Damn, my wife's so mad at me.
Yeah, I'm actually one of those guys that hates their wife. Why won't she stop telling me to get a job?
Yeah, a classic ex-wife classic guy right there.
Well, I guess we're all the different kinds of ex-wife guy. That's cool. I'm here to pick up the ex-wives.
Stay away.
I got a t-shirt that says ex-wife guy.
Sorry, guys. My wife couldn't make it because I forgot to invite her.
Why are you here,
then? I don't know.
We're doing an episode on it.
Things are bad at home.
Queer women are very good friends with my ex-wife.
Oh, that's good. You're here just to say hello.
I actually was there to just... Like,
she's still wife.
Yeah.
She's still wife.
Oh, she's not ex-wife.
Classic. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Rife.
That's
right.
That's wife.
Yeah, that's wife.
That's wife.
That's when you catchphrase. Yeah, that's wife.
Yeah, that's wife.
Oh, that's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay, so
wife.
We've all gotten Argyle to drive us to our communal room to get freshen up.
It's taking you so long to
stop. So we could impress our wives.
Wait, why are we there again?
It's a Christmas party.
It's okay.
It's a Christmas party.
But we know that wife is going to be mad at us?
No, we're invited.
Why is our... Oh, because we're late. Never mind. I understand.
It's so crazy to imagine you potentially not listening and being late to a thing. We go into our big room to freshen up because, to quote us, the salt in the air has made us ugly.
My skin.
Moisturize. I get it.
You're so whiplash.
And then while we're in the room, we hear gunshots and screaming.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
We are now officially dieharding on a cruise. We got there.
Where's the nearest vent?
Up?
I'm out of here.
Well,
strip naked.
Yeah.
Step one.
Yep.
Step two, I get whatever skin cream we were using.
I lather up.
Mm-hmm. Skin cream dries. You need lube. Well, and assuming because we're wife guys, we bought it.
Well, that would have been nice to know before I climbed into the van.
Bringing lube when you're winning over ex-wife is
powerful.
I thought she was not ex-wife.
Even if you're separated, expecting you're going to fuck is quite a big call.
Maybe that kind of
wife.
Well, I'm
going to fuck other ex-wives, so I would bring lube.
I'm surprised you don't just count. I'm honestly shocked, Jackson, you are just phone, wallet, lube keys.
It's lube's got heaps of uses.
Yeah.
Okay, beyond just fucking things, I mean.
But mainly fucking things, I mean.
Spraying down something with WD-40. Back for you later.
What?
Hey, his lube thing is going to come in handy.
Yeah.
You'll be part of the plot.
Be thankful I brought lube.
Okay, and then you used all of the lube to lube yourself up.
Yeah, Jackson, you fucked us.
Then, okay,
so slippy.
You found a vent.
I'm out.
In a room, in a cruise ship, which is risky because the vent could go anywhere.
Is this a situation where I'm like, I'm out. I place a chair under the vent, step on it, slip, crack my head.
Die. Shouldn't have lubed the bottom of your feet.
That's another one mistake, like, when you're lubing your whole body.
You lube your feet, you lube your hands, you can't grab. I'll give you a leg up. Don't worry.
Just sliding out a porthole.
Sliding out a porthole, kicking three friends in the way out.
You look out the porthole, he's over the edge. He's over.
God, he's gone.
He man slipped overboard.
But like a dolphin, he's skimming the water.
The waves. He's going off toward the horizon. Okay.
So... Yep.
We're down an ex-wife guy right away. All right, okay.
Oh, now we all have better chance with wife to be ex-wife.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Simon brought his friends and now they're trying to fuck his recently separated. Well, at least Zoe is by the sounds of
it. Open up the door, have a look out. What's going on? Do I get shot in the head? What are the chances?
If they are rounding up hostages.
Oh, no.
So I guess.
He's in the sea. I'm a hostage. What are you two knuckle fucks doing?
So funny was having to be like, is everything okay?
Oh no.
Stepping out, gun to the head, let out of the room in the sausage.
Yeah, because it'd be weird if there was multiple people in this room.
Yeah, it would be weird.
Astute observation.
Okay, well, now it's up to you two to save Die Hard on this.
Then there were
boat.
Two, I guess.
All right, so we've got to get in the vents.
We don't have to.
Well, now, the question is, who can lift who? Because Tushu and I are sturdy, both sturdy people.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you a leg up into the vent.
All right, and I will pull you up. Thankfully,
we don't lube the whole thing.
So you're in the vent, being like, I'll pull you up. And you're like, nah.
Have fun in the vent.
Well, then why'd you put me in the vent?
You said you wanted to go in the vent.
I thought we were going in the vent.
Well, you said you wanted to go in the vent.
I'm taking the vent option.
Okay, you take the vent option. Okay. Where's the vent going? You're on a boat.
All right, around.
Okay, so here's the
you
thing.
You get to peer in different rooms. Probably the kitchen.
Oh, actually, no, it's all right. Because in my head, I was like, there's a lot of like chimneys and stuff on a cruise ship, but a vent wouldn't lead in there, obviously, because then the smoke would go into the room.
Yeah.
So it's safe. You just got to be careful because there will be parts of the vent that probably get hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. But look,
and
let's
I'm
just
burning
assume...
my scraping titties.
Yeah.
And let's just assume that these vents, even though I'm pretty sure they won't be, but they are human size.
They're human size and they're not burning.
Yeah.
Not hot, human size.
Human size vents. You get to peer into the other people's bedrooms, presumably, and then all of them.
No one there because all the hostages have been taken.
Good.
What's your next step?
Where is Zammit's wife?
What is your plan?
Yeah, what's your plan?
I guess.
Okay, because you're looking for Zammit's wife.
Yes.
Why?
Well, maybe you're
was that not the purpose of this?
Well, you're looking also for your wife.
Oh, my wife. Oh, my wife's on the cruise as well. I guess maybe the plan would be to find my wife. And then find a lifeboat?
Yeah, that's good. That's solid.
Arnold's got that speedboat. Let's go back to him. How much do I like my wife?
Just go.
Okay. So you use the vent. So you crawl through the vent, then get over a different room, get out of the vent, then walk back.
Other side of the boat. You, like, just listening in the distance.
Argyle just sitting there in his little speedboat, sees Jackson Dolphin on by. What the fuck?
I'm so slippery, I'm slipping on the fucking surface of the water.
Jesus.
Oh my Christ. My nude fucking dolphin body.
Zoe just starts like clambering down, hops in, let's go.
Let's fucking go, man.
Are we douching out coming? I don't think so.
Are we connect with your wife?
No. But you know what she got? Worse. So, bye.
Okay, then you gotta die hard alone.
Well, now it gets just die hard.
Now, JD, to rescue your wife, now unfortunately you are lacking an Argyle.
You have no way home, which is cool.
Well, Argyle in Die Hard does get locked in the garage, remember?
Okay.
So he can't actually escape.
Okay, yeah. So I'm guessing he's like, don't worry, we got this. He puts the boat into go, and there's a big rope attached to the big boat, and he's like,
we're like one of those kids on a leash.
Yeah.
We think we're going somewhere.
If only we could cut this big rope.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess, like,
Yeah.
Now that every
now that you've lost three fuckers.
In about like I mean that you know that was like what maybe 5-10 minutes of talking.
Yeah, it's really
but
the intro.
Yeah, in real time. That's loop right. Up slip. Zamet pokes his head out. Gun taken. Zoe in the van after me. Speedboat. In about like 3 minutes, you've lost everybody.
Yippee-ki-yay! All right, so I guess. Am I clever? Because obviously, because I've seen Die Hard, despite everything that has been claimed.
Yeah.
So I know that they are going for the bank vault.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's on a cruise ship. I'm probably not assuming terrorism.
Yeah.
I'm either assuming pirates. That sounds dumb, but
there are pirates.
Either pirates or it is a heist, in which case, like, because cruise ships, for some fucking reason, have art galleries and shit. They don't put art over the water.
And a casino.
Yeah.
And a casino.
True,
Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess...
That's why they're on the ocean.
Whoa.
I've never seen Ocean's 11.
No, you're pretty much on the water.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's got to be at least one seaside shot.
I think that's the whole plot of the movie.
They end up at the sea.
I mean, Ocean's 11 could be named after Danny Ocean.
That doesn't sound right.
But is he named after the sea?
Well, I guess so, because ocean is the sea.
Ocean is the sea.
Yeah.
That means they went like further back in, like, you know, ancestry
wise. At some point, someone just fucking picked that name.
Yeah.
Apparently, the last name Bridge or Bridges is just like your family lived near a bridge.
That's awesome.
Oh, so
well, you need to differentiate them from people
near ocean.
Yeah. Who don't live near a bridge. So.
Land.
I guess land?
Yeah.
Desert? Sea?
Those are the options.
Sea is also ocean. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Street.
Yeah.
Regular suburbs. An apartment complex located downtown.
Great last name.
Are you going in the vents or whatever?
Maybe I'm going into the propellers at this rate. Just, you know what? Not worth it.
Anyway, yes, so we're...
Oh, wow, the ship stopped.
Okay. Oh, there's a man in it. He's chopped up as hell.
He's chopped the fuck up.
He's smiling, though. He looks happy.
All right, can I propose this place for a diehard?
Okay.
What about like
cruise ship? Not so good.
not so good.
What about this like a huge McDonald's play area? I'm thinking because it's kind of got vents in that.
Oh, like one of those indoor playgrounds.
Yeah, they've kidnapped my wife. They've got her in the center of the playground somehow. Argyle, he doesn't have to drive. He drives to the McDonald's, I guess.
Is he
stuck in the drive-through?
Yeah,
it's packed.
Yeah, it's a busy day at McDonald's.
Yeah, you're packed into you're like, oh, let's go through drive-through. I'm hungry. It's packed. You're like, don't worry. I'll get out and get us our burgers.
Exactly.
You go in there. Oh, no. Hostage situation.
It's been, absolutely taken over. My wife's in there ordering a burger.
While I'm here to order some Mac, like some delicious fries, I got to go take a shit.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
And like everyone when taking a shit, Jackson takes his shirt and shoes off.
Yes, exactly. I'm getting sweaty.
You're too hot.
He takes one of them sweaty shits. You got to take your shirt off.
It's disgusting to be taking your shit so bad. You got to take your shoes off. That's horrible.
Shirt, understandable.
Like,
shoes.
We've all been there.
Shirt? We've all taken our shirt off
we've
while shitting.
Yeah, we're always.
Why are you taking your shoes off?
But shoes.
What do you need to vent so badly that you're accessing another part of your body? Did I pee on my head out, or I guess all four of us do.
Yeah, we're all thinking shit. Four cubicles. Yeah.
I'm like, boys, it's so sweaty.
Oh my god, I gotta take my fucking shoes off.
Oh no, I dropped my shirt and shoes in
guys,
the on top of the
I
shit.
I hope I don't flush it.
Guys, I was sitting down to take a shit, but I accidentally flopped out my penis and I pissed all over my shoes, so I'm taking them off.
That's all right, we can just go back to the drive through. Yeah. It's not a big deal, and then we hear gun shots.
They've taken over Nagasaki McDonald's.
Then you got to get into.
Well, my first thought is to peek my head out of the.
One thing also that I just realized that I was trying to get to with the cruise ship thing is everyone keeps saying they want to get to their wife. That's not what happened. Because you get to your wife, you're still in a building full of terrorists
that are going to kill you.
We're wife guys, aren't we?
We're wife guys. And
was it our daughter?
Yeah.
They had a daughter, but that wasn't part of...
Daughter and son are at home at Christmas.
Oh,
and they're gonna go.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's
ho, ho, ho.
Now I've got a machine gun. Well, John McClane kills the terrorists one by one. Do you think that's the only way he can get off?
We're currently,
because
we're in McDonald's.
Yeah. What's the best way to get to? Because I feel like the most weapons in a McDonald's are in the kitchen. They get the deep fryer grease, knives.
Well, that's good because we're
chicken McNugget.
We're coming out of the toilet.
Rock hard.
And presumably, if they've taken hostages, all of the kitchen staff are also in.
That's true.
I think. So yeah, you've actually
pretty genius move.
So we sneak from the toilets, shirt and shoeless.
Yeah. Into... The floor is sticky. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not bad. We're not going to cut up our feet, but it's yucky.
But could be a bit oily.
Yeah.
Slippy.
Bits of crumb.
Yeah.
Walking through, well, it depends if they've been doing their job and cleaning the kitchen.
I doubt it.
Yeah. They've been too busy being taken hostage. Also, it's Christmas Eve. It's busy.
Yeah, it's
so
packed.
Busy.
So we sneak into the kitchen.
The problem with the
our
McDonald's
feet
is...
Like,
have you ever had Christmas McDonald's? It's sad.
I can imagine that.
I've done it a couple times.
Wow. It seems depressing.
The fact that it's a couple times.
Yeah. It was sadder. You made something sad.
Yeah.
It was sadder.
It's all right.
You're
fix it. I've had Christmas Eve McDonald's before. Yeah. By choice and a fucking rule.
We do Christmas Day McDonald's because we do Christmas Eve as a family. So Christmas Day, we forget that we got to eat and then we're like, fuck, there's no food in the house.
I think Christmas...
No, that's not sad.
That's fine.
Yeah, and then me, my mom, and my brother hungoverly eat McDonald's.
That's lovely.
It's beautiful. Okay.
Christmas McDonald's is sad if it's Christmas Eve and you're by yourself and crying. That's
Zoe did a cool trick there.
Yeah?
She sold it really hard one way and was like, it's really sad. Then sold it really hard the other way. Same event. Now it sounds awesome. Again.
That's true. You got us coming
cool
and
like
going.
Yeah,
we are coming and going. I don't know where I am.
All right, how
do you at a McDonald's?
Could you kill someone with a chicken McNugget?
A knife or...
I was thinking the soft serve. You like put their mouth over it and you pull it.
And you suffocate them.
And then you're like...
It's so funny to imagine every douche would be like, right, let's suit up. You turn around and get a knife and turn back. I got fistfuls of nuggets and Zama's wielding the fucking ice cream machine.
Zaman immediately shot in the head.
I was imagining like there would probably be some terrorists or McDonald's.
Be like two or three hanging out.
McDonald's heists, whatever they're doing here. And we could do some like sneaky shit, grab one of their heads, put it under the.
Do you imagine that would be particularly quiet?
No.
So again,
Zaman shot, but he's shot in such a way that it also shoots the ice cream machine and blood and
ice cream comes out of
his
you.
Front. That's pretty cool.
Like
that's
a strawberry cool. sundae.
Yeah. So, if I remember correctly, what happens is there's people at the front desk running security.
Yeah.
So they're just
like
stuck
every
there.
McDonald's.
No.
In Die Hard again.
Oh, you gotta clarify, man.
We're talking about Die Hard.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So in Die Hard, there's the two terrorists running security at the front desk, pretending to be security, but at the same time also trying to open the vault.
Yeah.
There's people in the garage, so they're not keeping watch or anything because they've closed the garage.
So
then. I think almost all the other terrorists are just in a pack.
Yeah.
And then when they realize that someone's not.
Then they come and search for people.
So there's a good chance.
There's a huge chance no one's in the kitchen. unless we create a diversion.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a huge chance that some of these terrorists are now dressed up like McDonald's employees and are operating the tills? Because then there's a good chance that I just order a Happy Meal.
Drive through would be closed.
Argyle!
There we go.
That's why it's so soft.
Drive-thru gets closed, and they say, sir, we've got a problem. Drive-thru is closed.
Yeah.
And then there'd probably be two people dressed as a McDonald's employee standing at the front being like, I'm really sorry, we've lost power, is what they'd say.
That's okay. You can give me something like...
A Goldberg.
And they'd be like,
sorry,
we've lost power. I don't think you understand.
Well, what
how
you,
are we going to...
Can I just get a... How about just a coffee?
Your deep fryer grease is still good.
No.
Well, what about some of the burgers that were just left there? So I'm arguing, arguably, I guess, making distraction, but not really.
Not on purpose.
You're stupid, Karen-ing.
Yeah.
I'm getting PTSD from working at a cinema and multiple times, like, everything being like black.
Yeah.
Like, just like even if it's been like a blackout for like 10 to 15 minutes.
Theater.
No, just like a full on blackout. We're evacuating and people are like, can I get a refund? And I'm like, how? Nothing is on. They're like, oh yeah, but can we just wait? What do you mean? Well, there's no power.
Don't
no,
they sometimes can't? Wrap burgers that are already done and put them on a tray thing? Can I have one of them?
Not since like the early 2000s when because you can't just leave hot food sitting out.
What about some fries then?
No, if you ju-
The fries donuts is still there.
Why is it okay to do that with popcorn then?
Yeah.
Popcorn is heated.
What about the, is there drinks? Can I get a drink then?
No, there's no power.
Mm. Well, the soft serve machine's always broken.
Yeah, is it soft serve? Is this like a lever? Yeah, sure, you can get some ice cream from that.
I think the...
This is conversations going on for a long time.
I think you just leave.
Yeah. So, what are the three
Wait,
of
in
you
this
doing?
Situation, I'm the terrorist.
No, I imagine you were hiding in the kitchen and you were like, I hate seeing this. You just went out the back door or whatever.
Yeah, I was just like, you know what? This has upset me greatly. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
What are you three doing then?
I was thinking deep fry grease.
You're arguing with the people standing
to get
in the
some
front.
Food.
So then you're...
Deep fry grease, maybe collect some in a tub and throw it at them?
What tub? Okay, let's talk through this. What tub?
A pan.
Maybe like a cup, like one of the cups that you keep the Coke in.
Uh-huh.
And paper cup.
Yeah, like this.
Zoe has
a paper cup. She's got a pro.
So paper cup.
Quick question, Zoe. There's ice in that. Now,
can when you just hold that
when
for
you
a
hold
second?
It,
at the base?
At the base. Is it cold from the ice?
It is.
What happens if you combine grease and water? Does anyone know?
Jackson makes napalm.
You're an empty. Hang on. I was going to say you just hurt your hand because it was hot.
And also, how are you going to get a dip
you're
the cup in?
Keeping just like ice in a water.
Make a drink. Finish the drink. Collect some of the hot grease.
So you keep gesturing like you're going to be holding the cup and dip it in.
So you've made a bit of an explosion.
Oil is, like the deep fryer is usually set at 180 degrees Celsius.
Hours off.
Even if the, okay, well then it's not, it's either still hot and cooling down, or it's not hot and then what?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so you've put there, you've screamed because it's hot. I'm like, you see the power's on.
Yeah, the screen gets too hot, the terrorists have then turned around, seen you standing there screaming, shoot you in the head.
Ah, I had a panic, I drank the drink. Hot grease down my throat, dead. Well, that's us.
Okay. Zoe, what's your plan? You're wearing... In the kitchen at McDonald's.
We're in the kitchen at McDonald's. Jackson's
lying.
Nice to know all the secrets of McDonald's first.
Jackson's lying. Bed
so
next
you're
to
reading. You're reading ingredient list.
I'm reading the manual.
That's what's in a McDonald's.
Gross, but delicious. I'm trying on maybe a uniform.
What do you think they have written in the back of McDonald's about ingredients?
What, I don't the think secret you will sauce ingredients?
What like do you think that you're going to learn that you don't already know?
The 11 herbs and spices?
Is in a burger.
Okay, well, all right, then. I take from Jackson's, the opposite of Jackson, and instead of throwing hot things, I go and load up on frozen patties.
Ah, that's clever. Hard.
Okay, yeah, frozen patties, smart. So,
I'm putting those in my cargo pants.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's fine. So you've gone into the big freezer, loaded up with patties.
Hot, cold patties.
Cold patties. My legs are chilly.
I'd just like to say that this is our second scenario, and so far, grand total of zero dead terrorists.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And like Dusha, I would probably go grab a knife or a big spatula.
Yo, spank them.
Okay. Understand the knife. Why big spatula?
You know the big spatula because they use it for cutting as well.
Oh yeah, it's
got a serrated edge.
Knife, yeah.
Okay.
Those aren't actually sharp, just so you know.
Yeah, but are they enough to hurt?
No.
Are they rubber? What are they made out of?
They're made out of metal, but in the same way that like a fork would hurt.
A fork would?
Fork?
No fork.
No, but like
you get stabbed in the head with a fork,
like on the side of a fork,
not a knife.
Oh,
it still hurt if you got hit hard.
It's because like when you're cutting stuff with the spatula, it's like meat and stuff. It's not like a steak. It's like a patty.
Yeah.
Would they have one of those meat cleavers?
Probably not at McDonald's, but
yeah, you get a knife.
Actually, I don't know. Oh,
I don't know. They'll have knives.
I don't know if they have. What are they cutting? Bread.
Oh, yeah.
A bread knife?
Yeah.
Either way, I'm getting a knife.
Yeah.
I'm getting whatever kind of utensil I can use as a weapon. Tongs, if I need to.
Yeah, great.
So could you get, like, a fire extinguisher?
Oh, yeah.
Use that.
To do what with?
Well, you could either whack a terrorist with one.
Where are you getting the fire?
Or force them so if you distract them, because we're all dead. Stab it in the middle of doing a distraction, and you're like, I know what I'll do. I'll distract. Then you and Stab it lock eyes. Like,
wait, what?
I was giving you an opportunity. What are you doing? No, then the terrorists are like, wait, what?
We're distracting from the distraction.
For who?
I'm
down on the ground full of grease and Dusha just left.
All right.
Well, okay, all I guess right, you...
So first things first, I feel like if they had it,
mm-hmm.
I would hop in a Grimace costume.
Okay.
That is important.
So you've got pockets full of frozen patties, which are rapidly warming up and therefore not cold. Yeah. Put them in your pants.
Putting on a Grimace costume to then further increase the warmth of those patties.
You've picked up a big spatula that won't, definitely won't do any damage.
Hey, question.
Might hurt a bit.
What is the periphery of a Grimace costume?
It can't be good. You got blinkers on like a horse.
Yeah.
They're like, as good as all of your, that's.
Just stumbling outside, falling into the ball pit.
Help, the burgers are heating up!
Getting stuck in one of the slides.
Going out the slide, sliding down to the bottom, and the burgers slopping out of your pants.
But then also, what's his, Hans Gruber?
He's like, what? What is this an attempt to stop me?
I see we found our cowboy. Bang!
Yeah. Okay. Looks a little, it turns you over. You got like a little patty, just like tape the back of your, like the small of your back. What's this for?
Reach behind, pull it out, and just take it to your mouth and eat it.
Oh, fuck you!
Okay, great. Okay, that's
so
two
McDonald's,
options.
McDonald's again, zero dead
zero
terrorists.
Zero dead terrorists.
Four, three dead boys. Yeah.
One left one
boy.
Abandoner.
Okay.
Hey. Do you remember that episode of Plumbing the Death Star where we all pretended we were Kirby from the video game Kirby and sucked in a whole bunch of things to become like them, like Kirby from Kirby does? Well, if you love that episode and love the horrific visualization of our human skin stretched thin over impossibly large objects like skateboards, aeroplanes, and the famous basketballer Shaq, you're gonna love this news. Because you can now buy these Kirby-inspired Mouthful Mode stickers from the Sandspans Radio merch store. That's right, the Mouthful Mode stickers are awful to look at, but feel great to buy and feel even better to stick. And you can grab yours today from our website or from the show notes below. I personally think you should stick them on something good and in public. That would be good, I reckon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
It is tricky to think of somewhere where we'd thrive in the Die Hard. Because it seems that we get put in a room, then die.
We sort of immediately do the most ridiculous thing available to us.
Die easy is what it would be called.
Come on, sure you can think of somewhere. First thing that comes into your head, go.
No, the first thing you...
Okay, you think you think so.
No,
what you,
first thing comes into your head, 3, 2, 1, where are we die-harding?
A house in a tree.
Treehouse.
No.
House in a tree.
House in a tree.
Like a fairy's house.
Okay.
In a tree.
Okay, all right. Fuck all.
First thing, I guess, that came to mind.
That's on me. Okay. I set the parameters.
Now, what you mean a fairy's house? Do you mean like a mythical fairy? That like, are they exist?
Do you mean like a tiny house? Mean, like, is it appropriate size for a fairy where we're just standing around?
Do you mean something like a house?
I'm married to a fairy.
Like a garden ornament?
Yeah, no, but do you remember? Oh, you guys might not have this experience.
Yeah.
I am very excited for where this is going.
You know when your parents assumed you were a little girl?
Yes.
First thing.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then they gave you a fairy party at the fairy house.
I've been to a fairy party and it was in the back of a fucking house somewhere in the suburbs.
Yeah, but did you have to climb through a tree to get there?
No, it was in like a back room.
And I know the type
question.
Of...
I have a question. Yeah. What's a fairy house?
I don't know.
Zoe is describing... you may have passed these. They're more of like a really suburban storefront thing that they do. Uh-huh. Where it's basically a function room for kids' birthday parties.
But you have to.
This part is very foreign to me. I know.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been to. It was like in the suburbs and you went in and there was like...
It's basically usually just in like a strip of shops.
Yeah.
One of them is just a party.
There was
basically...
a guy dressed as Peter Pan. We watched Peter Pan and there was a lady dressed as a fairy. We had fairy bread and they were like, oh, you're little fairies. We went in costume.
Yeah.
We had to climb nothing.
Yeah. Climbing a tree.
Okay. So the one I went to enter the fairy house, there was a wall that had a... Well, in my four-year-old brain, it was a big tree, but I can only assume it was a mural.
Okay.
Wait, you climbed through a mural? Zoe!
So it's gone from a house in a tree to what a four-year-old thought
to
was
another
a tree.
Room in a building that you enter through a mural.
Okay, fair enough.
There was a hole in the mural. Okay. Not just crazy. Yeah.
So like, did you climb anything or did you just walk...
You had to climb up two steps and then crawl through like
two steps for a four-year-old.
Yeah, which is huge.
And then crawl.
Crawl through a little porthole. And then you ended up in the fairy house.
Wait, it'd be one of those situations where there's probably a door at the back for the adults to
just
through.
Yeah, I don't think the adults are crawling through the mural hole.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to pick
so
up
we
our...
we're going to a fairy house.
And our wife is, I guess, not a real fairy. She's just a lady who works there as a fairy.
Yeah, they're having a fairy party where they're like, hey, it's the end of... Financial year fairy party. Party.
In Nagasaki fairy.
No, it's the Christmas party, dude.
Sorry, it's the Christmas party.
It rides itself, man.
Come on, we don't have to put a hat on a hat here. It's literally Christmas.
Okay.
It's the Christmas fairy time. It's good.
Our guy just drives us in his car.
And he parks out the front of the store.
Underground parking. Then as he gets there, it's like, oh, wait, shit, closes.
Oh, damn. We go in. We all go to get into costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're fairies.
Because we got to dress like fairies. Gunshots outside.
We're going to rescue Joel Zeman's wife.
Yeah. From the fairy
terrorists.
The goblins.
The guys infiltrating Nagasaki Fairy Entertainment Facility are dressed like goblins to blend in.
All right,
what's my first thought? What would my first action be? I keep thinking, is it going to be a table with like kids' birthday party snacks?
Yeah, is there crafts?
Yeah, because
so immediately you're distracted by presumably fairy bread.
Fairy bread, little sausage rolls, little pies, little frankfurters.
Oh, the little frankfurters, and you put them in too much sauce.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to immediately.
Kids don't know how to ration.
I'm going to try and find a disguise that makes me blend into the wall or look like a hill or something.
Yeah. I'm going to try and find like maybe secret tunnels. If they've got one secret tunnel, they might have more.
The secret tunnel is just a little hole in the wall.
Zabit pressing against the wall, you climbing under a fake hill, means I'm eating a bunch of hot dogs.
I'm filling my pockets full of glitter.
Okay.
Good distraction.
Okay, well.
I'm sorry, you haven't got glitter in your eye? That shit hurts.
Neither have these guys, because you're going to what?
Go
like, okay, glitter travels not that far. Bang.
Yeah.
All right, what if I sneak up behind them and kind of scoop it into their eyes?
Okay, no.
I jump
behind them.
Yeah.
And I, blah, glitter in your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, that's good.
Here's glitter in your eye,
and now
kid.
One of them's wearing me as a backpack.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your next move?
Fairy wand.
Okay.
Smack him on the head.
Stab him.
All right.
Stab him in the eye.
I know you are trying to be kind here, but remember, you do need to kill these men.
Yeah.
Stab him in the eye.
Okay. Into the brain.
So, wow, he's poor eyes. Cops, straight off the bat, glitter in the eyes, can't see.
Yeah.
And then I stab him in the eye.
And then
if we have to, like, I'm just shoving my hand down his throat.
Yeah. With glitter, right?
Yeah, with glitter, obviously.
Like how
you
meant to kill a tiger or whatever.
What are you saying?
Sorry, jaguar.
You kill a jaguar by putting your arm all the way down his throat, grabbing whatever weapons you can, and yanking it. You can kill any animal like that.
But I work with a jaguar because it's trying to eat you.
Yeah, the jaguar wants your arm.
And this man's trying to kill me, so I'm happily shoving an arm down my throat.
Did you all learn this?
Where didn't you?
Yeah, you're the odd one out.
What?
Yeah,
dude.
What? We took those Jaguar defense courses.
Well, I've always thought that'd be a great way to kill a Jaguar, and then I remember reading online that that was the way to kill a Jaguar.
Yeah.
And Jackson just thought an idea was his own.
Yeah.
Again.
I'd already thought of that before I saw the article.
But yeah, and there's a guy, yeah, this is what he did. He basically was like, he was getting attacked by a jaguar, and so he put his hand down there, crushed its windpipe.
Yeah.
Survived.
It's clever. Smart. You're already down there.
Might as well. Give him bad time.
I already got a finger, like, I already got a wand in his eye. I'm on the face.
Yeah.
Slipped down into the mouth. Grab the uvula, pull.
Yank it out.
Grab something.
If you pulled out a uvula, I think he would still live. He might spew.
Ew.
Okay. But he's not doing well.
He's
going to
vomit into his eye wound.
He's got one eye.
And he's going to vomit glitter.
How is he vomiting into his eye wound?
Well, I'm assuming he's lying on his back and it's projectile.
Is it Zoe on his back?
I thought he would have fallen over by
this point. I would have. I'm very heavy. Yeah. You think I would have
Then he would have fallen on his face.
No, because if you jump on his back and you want to backpack. Yeah. He's fallen backwards onto you.
Oh, shit.
And that's when glitter in the eye, stab him with the wand, arm down the throat.
Yeah.
Okay.
One terrorist
dead. And then
dead.
I do a and I roll over and pop back up.
Yeah.
I very carefully push my body up, going,
take five for a smoke.
When do I get a smoke break in this situation?
Well, you can do it after that.
That's that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where did this take place in your...
In the entrance to the fairy realm.
Yeah, in the room where they have the food.
Yeah, where I was eating hot dogs and you were under a fake hill.
I imagine the fairy music is being blared.
Is there anyone else in the room except for
no,
us?
It's just that it was us and that guy.
That
we
terrorist
killed the first dude.
Yeah, came out to investigate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I guess we're the only area.
We take his gun.
Okay, that's great. Oh my God, we got a gun for the first time. I didn't even know there was an option. Three scenarios deep,
Why
we finally get a gun.
An option?
This is great news.
But here's what I think happens next.
I mean, we can't just roll in with a gun.
No. But we can collect one on the way.
It's a child's playroom. It's rude to rock up with a gun.
Yeah, dude.
It's rude. It is rude. Right.
It's a faux pas.
Here's what I'm worried about. Okay. Yeah. The only exit from this room is a small tunnel. Is it going to be like we all get down in a line and just get shot? We conveyor belt style come out into the fairy body.
I think this is where the vents come back in.
Yeah. Well, I was looking for a secret tunnel.
I don't think the secret tunnel.
What is a vent?
Okay.
But a secret tunnel.
All right, found a vent. Yeah. You go through the vent. You're now above where the action's at.
Okay.
Sweet.
Now what?
Well, I'm assuming we take stock of the situation.
Okay, you've taken stock of the situation.
Hans Group has got your wife and a bunch of other wives.
Yeah.
Our collective wives.
Our collective wives are being taken hostage in the middle of the fairy room.
Let's say there's Hans Gruber, those freaky twins. The person we killed was security. Let's just say there's four guys.
All right,
one's dead.
Okay. What's three the exit guys from left? The roof?
The exit from the roof?
Down.
Well, yeah, it's a vent.
You just have to break through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I reckon if I fell through, I'd cause enough confusion.
We push Jackson through. The three of us stay up there.
Into the middle.
But in the commotion, which one of us has the gun?
You.
Oh, that's smart. In that commotion of Jackson being killed.
We'll see about that.
In the commotion of Jackson being killed, because they're all looking down at this point.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew. All four guys are dead.
Exactly. And maybe
your plan is to push Jackson through the vent.
Yeah.
I think we've got to sacrifice one to save the gander.
I was thinking you got to divide and conquer here. And there is four of us, and there is three remaining guys to kill.
Well, they've got three guns. We have one gun.
We divide and conquer them.
Can I throw up a gun? No. Like in the confusion, grab a gun and throw it up to you?
How? You've just been shot to death.
If
you throw a gun up, it becomes very apparent there's still more people in the van. Yeah. One person shoots you, then shoots up.
We got to aim it so that when one of the bad guys, possibly two, are under Jackson, that's when we break the van.
Yeah. So I land on top of him.
So then he falls, kills the twins.
Okay.
Yeah. What if, How about this?
Or at least knocks him out.
How fragile are the twins?
Great idea. Instead, what we
the guy we've killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
We drag his body
into the van. Have to die.
And then we throw that at the twins.
And you're imagining they're like, that just happened.
They're confused. They're
wow. That just happened.
That just happened. They're not like, I bet somebody threw that guy out of the van.
I mean, on the twins.
Yeah, yeah, but Ted's like, group is still there.
Yeah, and but also,
then and we shoot him in the head.
How tall is the ferry building?
It's a single like story, a building, right? But I still think if the roof fell on you, you'd be dazed for a second.
I guess you would be
if
dazed.
If anything fell from the ceiling right now and hit you in the head and it was the size of a man,
yeah,
do you think your reflexes would be straight away back to normal?
Well, no. It depends.
Yeah, you would be a little bit confused at least for 5 seconds.
That's all it takes to shoot a man.
But then that requires us.
Yeah, in the van.
In the van. In that 5 seconds.
Yeah. Because the only person we need to shoot in this situation is Hans Gruber.
No, because then the two people...
The two twins will be dazed for a bit, but not forever.
No, they're not going to die.
Event, right? Yeah. How it's connected.
Yeah.
So we somehow push one down open enough so then... Now, if my memory is correct, Vent's slippy.
We all fall out.
Yeah, so if we end up like kicking it a bit because we're not... Like, it can't just come apart.
No,
yeah. So we got to, like, really, like, push it and kick it and everything. Yeah. So we're making some noise.
Do any of us carry a Swiss Army knife?
No. Come on.
Your keys.
Yeah.
So we're kicking that down and then making it kind of lower a bit. And then if any of us is sort of on, like, the side where it becomes like a slide.
Yeah. We slop
we're
out.
We're all slopping out and to our deaths.
It depends in that 5 seconds. I might make it.
It's awesome that you think that 5 seconds is also enough time that you need to shoot a man.
Okay.
So in the commotion...
Well, I'm already aiming.
How?
But didn't you slip out?
Oh, no, I've slipped out.
And also, if you're aiming and then the vent moves.
Yeah, all right.
So even if we stick with your original plan, where... You just push Jackson out.
Ah.
So the vent still breaks.
Yeah.
And then Jackson falls out. How?
Oh, where, we time it.
We time it.
All right.
So here's the plan.
I'm listening.
It's still the same plan, but we're doing it in a different order.
Okay.
This is an art of precision timing that I need the Joels to really be on board.
Okay.
All right.
You've sold me.
Where does this plan start?
We're in the vent.
Okay, we're in the vent.
Step one, we're in the vent.
We crawl over to the room. We're waiting for the perfect moment for when the twins are under Jackson and Hans Gruber is in my eyeline.
Okay. Hang on.
What? Hang on. Rewind briefly. The plan is to wait for Jackson to be on the twins.
Well, like, above them in the vent.
Uh-huh.
And then Hans Gruber being in my eyeline.
How are you seeing through the vent?
How are you seeing through me?
Oh, no.
Because if I'm on the vent, am I sitting cross-legged on the vent, you get the gun between my legs. Yeah. What's the plan?
What? Because remember in Die Hard, the vent is a metal vent.
You raised such a good point.
And if it's glass, Zoe, and you can see through it, they can see us.
That's so funny to imagine. Glass vent, all of our squished asses shuffling along.
Okay, so
knocking into each other, grunting.
I'm so glad we can see them, but they can't see us.
Or hear us.
Yeah. All right, so I guess four dead ex-wife guys getting shot in the vent.
Okay. Come on, Dushan. Okay. You got to give us one.
All right, go on, Dushan.
Shut
bring
the
us
vent
home.
For this one.
Bring us home.
Bring us home.
Come what on. About Die Hard on a plane?
Oh, okay. So we all go to the toilet at the same time.
Yeah, we got bored of
maybe
the plane.
Maybe I took an awesome shit. Yeah. And I poke my head out down the aisle. I'm like, guys, you're going to want to see this.
We've decided to go stand in the toilet all together because it's funny to take a break.
We act like we're smoking in there. Yeah. We've been a nightmare for
the air hostess hate us.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
We hear gunfire.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm about to die. Oh, my God.
Is it safe to shoot a
gun in a plane?
Yes, it's fun.
Well, I think it's okay. I think a little hole's okay.
What if there's a little hole? Is it just going to depressurize?
We open the door.
Well, I've read a story or watched a video, one of these two things, where a pilot got sucked out of the front of the plane.
I also read this.
I haven't read this.
Yeah.
So a plane took off And then everything was fine for about 20 minutes, and all of a sudden the windshield just was sucked out. Oh, and no. The pilot went with it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The co-pilot basically grabbed onto the guy's legs.
Yeah!
And was like, I guess we've got to keep flying this. He's like, it sucks that I'm basically holding onto my dead friend, but yeah. I'm going to hold onto this, my dead friend, so at least his body is there.
Well,
so
there
we
was
have...
two reasons.
Yeah.
So first of all, when the guy got sucked out the plane, his feet went straight into the desk. Yeah. Like the... buttons.
The
console. Oh no.
So they were like, we can't operate fly the plane properly, so we gotta pull him back so his feet are hooked around the chair. No, but they couldn't push him out either, even though they did assume he was dead.
Yeah.
Because if he goes out
into the wings,
he goes straight.
Oh no!
Into the little propeller at the front.
The plane is moving at a very high speed where his body would not be. So it would immediately just get sucked straight back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big chance it would take down the whole plane.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, so they land the plane with this guy hanging out the window.
Yeah.
And then they land and they're like, oh my fucking God, he's alive. He was just hanging out of the plane alive.
That would be terrifying.
Was his face all peeled back from the G-forces?
He was pretty fucked up, but he still had a, like...
Still
it,
on
it,
face.
Looked, it was like a face that had like a severe
windburn.
Windburn, yeah. And what's the cold one called?
Trauma.
Yeah.
Frostbite.
Frostbite.
Holy shit.
It's crazy to think that it's cold up there, but it is.
It is cold up there.
What? What do you mean?
It's closer to the sun.
Yeah, what do you mean?
How am I on the cleverer side of this one?
Anyway.
Okay, cool, yeah. I think we'll unpack
that later. It's coming.
I think I'm the most likely person possibly in the world to get sucked out of a plane. So I think the moment I step out, even if you don't go, I go, whoop, out a window.
This is very similar to the first one. Yeah. So at this point, we can finally do that thing where we all want to, which is we see like that big door where it's the big lever.
Why
they're always like, you know, you don't want to pull it.
Suck but, out the terrorists.
But now it's like, well, grab it, pull it, woof.
Well, I really love that. So, like, in this situation, Zam and Zoe have both made a beeline toward that door. Zam, it's like, fine. Zoe, your theory seems to be that we'll open it up and suck the terrorists out. Mm-hmm. Zam seems unconcerned. He just wants to see what happens.
We all want to do it.
I'm looking at you, Jackson, being like, what?
He's out a window. What's happening? Then I'm like, sucked into a window. But maybe like there's only a tiny crack in the window, and you watch as my body crumples up. Maybe my butt's just sticking out.
I like the idea. Well, unfortunately, it sounds like you're going to get Final Destination 3D, where your guts get sucked out of your asshole.
You're like, Jackson, are you okay? And I'm like, well, no.
All my guts are outside.
No, look. You just see it flying past the window.
It's flapping in the breeze.
Jackson, is that everything that's inside you?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time, dude. Big time.
Anyway.
Anyway, I think my skin's next, so good luck to you, I guess.
The door opens. Zoe and Zabit fly.
Taking the terrorists with us.
Well,
maybe.
Taking everyone with us.
Again,
maybe you just close the door to the bathroom so that you don't get sucked out as well. Wait till the air pressure equilibrizes. You open it up. You're just like, well, now I'm on an empty plane.
Dude, you're going to learn how to fly a plane.
How hard is it to land a plane?
Yeah.
If Sully can do it, so can I.
It's so good to imagine.
I mean, he'd been flying for like 40 years or whatever, and he landed in a river, but maybe I can too.
Zam and Zoe slamming into the water at a fucking 1,000 miles an hour, becoming a wet fucking stain. My corpse floating down like a fucking parachute, and just in the distance, a plane careening into the ocean and exploding. I guess you
can't. Stopped the terrorists.
Die Hard with a vengeance, baby. They did it.
Oh, good. Wow.
So where would be the best place to die hard? Turns out they're all bad.
We don't know. We don't know. We haven't figured it out yet.
We're way too stupid to die hard.
I guess really the best place to die hard might just be a building.
Yeah, that seems like you can't get sucked out of a building.
You get blown out of a building.
You can, if you put us in a building, we'll die anyway. Like, it's not.
We'll fall out.
We'll fall out, yeah. Yeah, wow. Okay.
So I guess, look, they got it right the first time.
They nailed it. They figured out how to die hard.
They got it wrong. Oh, I'm dumb. Die Hard 2 is on a plane, sort of. It's at an airport.
Okay, well, that's pretty different to a plane.
Yeah, but the plane's involved.
That's the plane's house.
Yeah, that's where the plane lives, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So everyone's probably being like, you fucking idiot. Yes. They do die hard on a plane.
Yeah, that's not the reason. Yeah. That's why they think it was stupid.
Yeah. The fourth one, Die Hard's on a helicopter, so.
That's true.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
And I've been Zoe B.
And Zoe, you have a brand new podcast.
I have
just
a
come
brand
out.
New show which I'm very Woo! Excited about, called Being Hot Is Hard, which obviously it pertains to me.
How did you,
you just went, you just get the drunkest you've ever been? Just in like, it's just, like, did you say being hot is hard?
So he just
is pain to me.
So much lower on this chair.
You became a full fucking drunken southern senator out of nowhere.
And well, you look for being hard.
The being hard is hard.
Do we have any mint juleps? Lying around here.
Goodness me. That's good.
I got excited.
That's good okay. stuff.
I have a new show called Being Hot Is Hard, which I'm very excited about, which I'm hosting with Cass Page and Nina Oyama. And you can check us out on the Sans Fans Radio and check out our socials at Hot Hard Pod.
So you can check us out on the Sans Fans Radio.
I don't have a Sans Fans Radio, Zoe. How could I possibly listen to
where,
that?
I fucking hate you guys.
Where do you buy Sans Fans Radio from?
Stop bullying me. I'm so adorable.
So you can find this on Apple Podcasts.
All right, how do I plug this?
Okay, so Being Hot Is Hard, a brand new podcast starring Cass Page, Zoe B, and Nina Oyama. New episodes every Tuesday.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is available on all podcast distribution platforms. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, those freak ones. Yeah. They're all in there.
Just search for Being Hot Is Hard wherever you get your podcasts.
There's also a Twitter account called Hot Hard Pod.
Yeah. Damn right. So don't every Tuesday, what you got to do is you got to tune into that Seth Bass Radio. And you can listen to Being Hot Is Hard.
It pertains to me. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thanks, Zoe. Love to have you on.
Zoe usually talks into a microphone, but this time, yeah, there we go.
Mamma mia. That's good stuff.
What's up, listeners? Do you remember when we used to sit around and ask, hey, what do we think is going to happen in that big-time upcoming new blockbuster movie film? And then also, do you remember that we just suddenly stopped doing those episodes because it felt like a totally different show? And then do you also remember that everyone got mad at us for stopping doing those episodes because they were everyone's favorite type of Plumbing the Death Stars, and stopping them seemed really stupid both in a listener sense but also from a business side of things? Well, years later, we finally listened to all of that feedback and have brought back the exact same format, but as a brand new show called Baseless Speculation. Baseless Speculation is a weekly show where Jackson, Zammit, and I dive into the newest trailers, conventions, and even leaks to gather information and research before asking the big question, hey, what do we think is going to happen in that? It's like an up-to-date pop culture show, but wrong. You can find Baseless Speculation and subscribe via all the usual podcast platforms. We hope you enjoy the show, and most of all, I really hope you leave me alone.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book Host Red sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.